Philip Sampa, PNS, and these are incurred today's date is 12/02/2023. Dictation is for Jackson Keim. Keim spelled K-E-I-M. Jackson spells J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10/19/2007. 16-year-old child with here with accompanied by his dad with left toe pain. Period. That said, this has been going on for approximately 2 or 3 weeks and is worse today. He said child has a history of ingrown toenail and symptoms appears to be similar. Period. Child denies trauma. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure 109/66. Pulse 107. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph, left great toe. Localized erythema around the nail. Tenderness to palpation in the lateral surface of his nail. Nail is viable. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, a skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is onychocryptosis, left great toe. Assessment number two is left great toe cellulitis. Next paragraph, procedure. Open parentheses, nail partial excision, close parentheses. Procedure was explained to that. We talk about complications with this procedure, including bleeding, infection, and the recurrence period. I explained the procedure to dad. He says he knows and he understands the culture. He has brought child here before for similar symptoms and had similar procedure done, period. Next paragraph. Next line, patient toe was soaked in warm water and betadine. It was soaked for approximately 20 minutes. After you were soaked, next line, his toe was pat dry, ready using four by four. His foot was then placed on a chuck. Then prep again with betadine, overwiped with alcohol. Next line, lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 2.5 cc's was injected on the lateral surface of his toes, lateral and medial surface of web space. The web space and lateral surface in a 3-point digital block. Next line, I waited for approximately 15 minutes. Anesthesia was achieved after testing with a needle. With a straight forceps, the nail was secured and rotated medially. The lateral surface was immediately removed from the skin, then cut using a nail cutter. Next line, the excision site was then baited with triple antibiotics, covered with 4x4 and secured with Coban. Next line, patient was educated on care, especially when taking bath or a shower. Says he understand and will exercise recommendation, period. Next paragraph, he was discharged with Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for pain. Next medication, Septra. 800/160 milligrams, 1 PO BID for infection. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says he has none. Dad asked some questions. His questions were answered. We talk about managing while managing his excision site, period. He was strongly discouraged from taking part in sports, namely baseball. He's a baseball player in the school. That says he understands and they will comply. They were given the opportunity to ask questions, said they have none. End of the dictation.